Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Bobby.
It's easy.
Perfect. It's easy, given to me, on a plate. The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now, it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, we set a film for the other to watch, then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated and rated about the film. Now, the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in.
Someone is joining in with you there, Colson.
Yeah, there's a NASCAR just drove past. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and join us every Thursday to find out what we thought of the film. This week's film has been chosen by me, and it is Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Talladega.
But before we get into talking all things Talladega Nights and the ballad, should we just shorten it to Talladega from now on, please?
Yeah. Yeah. You always do the Ricky Bobby thing. Is that, you've given it the full title.
Anyway, how's your week been? What have you been up to? So, obviously, we have to comment on the fact that we haven't released an episode for the past week and a half, 2 weeks. Obviously, because of the passing of the Queen. And the reason we didn't release an episode is because our Monday episode that was due out was already recorded before the news, and we didn't really want to put that out where we didn't reference everything that was going on, and in the end we just decided the best thing was to have 10 days off, let the funeral come out of the way so that people knew what was going on, people had had the time, and then come back to it and keep Sofa Cinema Club going, because we didn't really want to do a film about NASCAR in the build-up to the Queen's funeral, did we?
Period of reflection, I think, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and we've... yeah, there we go. I think it was the right thing to do.
But now we're back.
Now we're back.
Doing a film about NASCAR.
Doing a film called... that we can't... any of us can't pronounce it.
Other than that, how has your week been? What have you been up to?
I had my kids at the weekend and I went up to go see my mum. And we were talking about family history. You know, my mum's banging to family history.
She loves it. She's done mine.
She's done your family history, hasn't she?
She loves it. Have you told your mum that you've met a cousin today?
Oh, no, I haven't. Not. I'll tell her. But anyhow, getting back to this. So I'm with my mum and we're talking about how all of our ancestors apparently are from Ripon. You know Ripon, Coles?
Yeah. Yeah, in Yorkshire.
I know where Ripon
is. So... from there, like, we're going back, like, hundreds of years. Like, my sixth time great-granddad and things like that. My mum's telling us all about it, and she went, should we go up to Ripon to see where they're buried?
What? The shepherd funeral? Like, all as far as you can see, there's just shepherds.
Yeah, so we're going up to the cathedral in Ripon, which, by the way, is an amazing cathedral. It's a bit like the... York Minster one. It looks looks very similar to that one, actually. So we're going up there to try and find us relatives. We didn't find anyone. We were in the graveyard for a bit. We wandered around. I had the dog. It started to get cold. We got in the car and came home.
At least you didn't look weird.
Were you with the kids?
I had the kids. The kids loved it in a way, though, because I was like, right, on the gravestone, it should say shepherd. Try and find them. So then just
like they were
off
on a geography trip.
Yeah, sent them off for like half an hour.
How did she know they were in that graveyard?
Because she's gone back and she's worked out that there were a lot of people at their funeral and they had a bit of money. So she was saying that the gravestone that they should have should be quite big and the money that they had and the people that attended, they were quite a big deal in the place, apparently. But we didn't find anything. But there were a few that had fallen down, so maybe they'd fallen down.
So the day when you went out to hunt for family, you didn't actually find any. But then we've had a trip out today.
We have.
Ben,
where have
me
you
and
been
Jack.
You two have been somewhere, haven't you?
We were at the races, and someone comes up to Jack and says, oh, by the way, I don't know if this is, like, true or not, but apparently we're related.
That old chestnut.
I'm your daughter. And he's like, I've never mentioned it because I don't want to mention it in case we're not. And he was like, do you know so-and-so, so-and-so? And Jack was like, yeah, that's my cousin. And he was like, oh, fuck, we are related.
Yeah, he's like, he's my cousin as well. I was like, no
Jack's
way.
Found his cousin removed.
Random, yeah.
Was he a shepherd?
No, so he's on my mum's side.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you ask him if he'd been to Ripon?
I didn't. No, but the ones that were in Ripon is my dad's side, is the shepherds.
You'd have loved this today, Ben. So me and Jack are at the races, and we're with Sam Ashton, who plays Chesney. And obviously, everywhere we go, all around the world, people tell you that they know someone who looks like Chesney, don't they? Wherever you go, they say, oh, my cousin looks like Chesney, or my sister's boyfriend looks like Chesney. So when we're with Chesney and people are saying, Sam's like, yeah, I get this all the time. So someone does it and I go, oh, let's see a picture then. I've never heard that before.
Nothing like him.
Nothing.
Awful.
Absolutely. Absolutely nothing like him. Absolutely nothing.
Poor
like
Sam's there having to take it.
But I said, let's get this straight. Let's get this straight. They've basically got ginger hair. That's it. That's the only.
What,
that's
what even ginger?
And
what
Sam is such a lovely man.
Oh, yeah, takes it.
He's the best of us. Yeah. He's such a lovely guy. He goes, oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
But actually asking for a photo. Nothing like him.
Nothing.
But every person who said it, I was like, oh, let's see a picture then. And Sam was fuming with us because none of them looked anything like him.
So any luck on the horses? I don't know what I'm doing with horses. I don't know how to do it.
I'm shit.
We had a shocker, didn't we, Jack? Two of Jack's didn't finish.
Yeah. They're still going, Ben.
Is it flat or is it jumping?
Jumps.
First jumps. Day of jumps today. First day of the jump season.
None of them wanna jump.
The ground's too hard. So there's not many horses racing, Ben. It was a lot of like four or five horse races. Sorry. No, the ground's too hard.
Oh, isn't it hard in winter? Soft in
snow. No, I think it would be hard from the summer.
It's been
won't
too
it?
Dry, hasn't it?
Too dry.
This might be why you didn't win out, Jack.
Maybe.
Oof. I had one winner, didn't I, Jack, right at the end.
Yeah, but you put your mortgage on it for it to come in, didn't you?
Yeah, but it won.
Oh, no. Are you trying to gamble it back?
Yeah, that's what he was doing, Ben. He was going big to get everything back.
It was an 11-1 job.
He's broke even. He's had one massive win and loads of small losses.
Exactly.
I need this.
I've just had loads of small losses.
Yeah.
Follow me on TikTok for Jack's tips.
It were the last race, yeah. And what we'd done, Ben, is we were on a separate side to all the racing. So it was really good. It was a really nice area, wasn't it, Jack? There was a massive tent and then there was a few like tote bettings.
Yeah.
So you next to the course though, you in the middle?
Next to the finish line. Okay. Yeah, but the other side of like the grandstand.
Okay.
There was like five bookies in a row. And one thing that was really interesting is when someone went to put a big bet on with one of the bookies, they all speak in code. They all speak in sign language. So basically, this means first horse.
You have to explain to the audience.
For people who are listening, I'm tapping my forehead, yeah?
That means first horse.
This is good radio.
Tapping your nose means the second horse.
Second.
Tapping your chin is the third horse.
Yeah.
And scooping under with your hand
is
the fourth horse.
So what are you doing five and six?
I don't know, we didn't get that far. But this girl did scoop under.
Yeah, what's
so
that
scoop
mean?
Scoop under means four horse, 500 quid. So then they all change the odds on four horse because they know that someone's just got a big tip because someone's gone big.
Did four horse come in?
Four horse won. Interesting.
Isn't it called Tic Tac?
Yes, that's it. That's exactly what she said it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so she said you don't do it as much now, but she said in a position like this where we're just doing hospitality area and there's only five of us, it's really easy to communicate.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting, Jack, wasn't it, to kind of see the inner workings. Yeah. And then this girl said to us, she was like, for the last race, if you don't tell anyone, I'll give you like some better odds.
Ooh. And you went £1 million.
No, literally.
What are the odds? 10 to 1, £1 million.
Ben, I think she was expecting me and Jack to be like £1,000 apiece.
Oh, you went 10. Tenner each way, I don't want to lose.
She went, are you going big, boys? Are you going big?
Yeah, big. Jack was like, yeah, we're going big.
And he went, what's the best price you can do for me for number 5? And she went, I'll do your freeze. Yeah. Jack went, yeah. Can I have £40 on it?
Each way.
I don't want to lose.
She was fuming.
And she did it, and I went, I bet that's the biggest fucking bet you've ever had.
It was interesting. But yeah, that's our day.
Wait, do you do the thing that I do on horsing? Horsing? I know my stuff. On the Grand National, you just pick the name.
Yeah, that's all anybody were doing all day today, just picking names. Me and you started off Colst, didn't we? We went with Gone in 60 Seconds.
Brilliant.
We fucked up, Ben. First race of the day, yeah? Jack went, what have you gone? I went, Gone in 60 Seconds. And he went, so have I. And I went, what? Because of the movie. And he was like, yeah. Sophie's Choice won. He was like, we've gone the wrong movie.
We've gone the wrong film. Brilliant. Podcast film racing.
That's all people were literally doing.
Someone kept asking us for tips, yeah? And we'd been given a tip earlier in the day, Ben. So we're telling everyone this tip.
Everyone has got a tip, haven't they? Everyone has got a tip.
Yeah.
Ben. It didn't finish.
Fell over.
What I love about a tip is when someone comes to you, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, keep it quiet because the odds will change.
They'll change. Just don't put too much on. Number 2. No chance.
Fall straight away. No chance.
Because you can't know, can you?
No. Well, I mean, people must know. But Jack was just putting 60 to 1s on. Like he was like, well, if it comes in, I'll be well happy, won't I?
Towards the end, yeah, I was going for the bottom, like the one who had literally zero chance.
Jack had won, Ben. There was a race that was 3 laps long, yeah? What's and Jack had race? One that was literally 88 to 1. And it was leading from the first lap all the way to like the last 50 metres. And then it was fucked.
It was fucked.
It just got slower. And Jack was like, oh my God, I'm in. And then it just got slower.
Yeah.
And slow.
I'm going to win £44 to put 50p on.
The jockey passed me and he looked bored.
Did he say as he came past? No chance. Oh, sounds like a good do that.
You look like you've had a haircut.
Yeah, I've had a haircut.
You had the fresh fade, have you? Yeah.
No, just a bit of the grey taken out.
Younger looking Nick Tilsley. Is that the plan?
Thank you. I'm rolling back the years. I'm going back to the 80s.
The blonde queer. When it wasn't you.
I'm going back to that. What else, lads?
I was going to ask you.
We've done ours. I've done my dead family in Ripon.
Oh, brilliant. Very quick animal encounter. Very, very quick. Right. Rugby balls in the garden, right? I've got a son. He's got football. He's got rugby balls. He's got deflated rugby ball, right? The ones he likes, he keeps inside. He's got deflated rugby ball. I get up in the morning, open the back door. His rugby ball is in the middle of the lawn, lying there. It's deflated, a bit deflated. I go out, let the dog out, let Star out. Star's to the rugby ball. Kind of looks at me. I go, oh. She didn't go for it or anything, play with it or work it. Go over to the rugby ball, an absolute perfect shit on the rugby ball. Perfect. Like in the night, some animal had decided to come in and go, I've got caught a bit short. I'm going to do a perfect shit on this rugby ball. But it was like a hot dog with a bit of ketchup.
You don't know what animal it was?
No clue. My veterinary scope. I needed your sister, Coles.
I don't know if she can identify.
I'm sure she would have gone like Ace Ventura. She would have gone, fox. Perfect poop. Star didn't want to know. So then I got my son into the garden. He gets up. I said, oh, I said, I think your rugby ball's been out. Just bring it back in, will you? Bring it back in.
How are you keeping a straight face? God, man.
Tell you what, I have to go. Just, I'm not looking at him. I'm making a bowl of cereal. I'm cleaning up. I'm doing the dishwasher. Your ball's outside. I've given it a bit of guns as well. Your ball's outside all night. You want to bring that in because it's got ruined. I am using every ounce of acting skill I've got to go to keep a straight face. He goes out, and I'm going to 1, 2, 3. Ah! There's a shit on my ball. There's a shit on my ball. He's done a shit on my ball. Like someone's going to come out the forest and go, that was me, sorry.
Got ya.
Like a fox is going to come out and say, oh, I did a shit on your rugby ball, I'm so sorry. And then I came out, I can hold it for like seconds away. Oh, no. And
he went, no.
And I went, don't look at me. I've just woken up in the night and done a shit on you. So that was it. Animal Encounter. I tell you what, that had me all day. A perfect hot dog.
Perfect ketchup. You've waited for him to get up as well.
I waited for him to get up. Didn't touch it. No one go there, and then straight out. That ball's, it's getting on my wick now. You want to bring them in.
Yeah. Can you stop leaving your rugby balls in the garden?
Oh, funny. So there we go. That's it.
Shall we talk about the film?
Here we go. Now, synopsis time for you, Coulson.
Synopsis time. You ready?
Deep breath.
Will Ferrell plays the character of Ricky Bobby, who is an everyday Joe, who one day gets his chance to be the thing he was destined to be as a child, a NASCAR driver. The film shows us his rise, his fall, and his comeback behind the wheel of a NASCAR in the United States of America.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad.
It's all right.
It's very short. I've kept it very short there.
The problem is, Ben, that's the film.
Yeah.
Well, you say this. What was that film that we knew where the pitch was a few words and it was like $10 million.
Oh, it was American Pie, wasn't it?
Yeah. So what was the pitch for that, Jack?
It was something like, this film will make you $100 million and will only cost $10 million to make.
So that was a pitch for American Pie. And then the movie pitch for this film was Will Ferrell is a NASCAR driver. And they pitched that and Sony went, yep, how much money do you want?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he had done Anchorman, hadn't he, with the same writer and director, Adam McKay.
Yes, and they wanted to work. Who's the other comedy actor that plays in the film?
Oh, who's always with him?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, but this was their first film together. So John C. Reilly was meant to do Anchorman, but couldn't because he was on another job. So they wanted to work together for ages and ages. And Will Ferrell has always wanted to do a film about NASCAR. And it basically came to the point where him and Adam McKay, like, got this film idea, pitched it to Sony, and Sony just went, do you know what? Yeah, like, go and make it sort of thing. Like, we like it, we trust you, go and make it. And that's what they did.
You always make it sound like that's an extension to your house. Like the movie business is like, back up, yeah, we like it. I just want to make a film about NASCAR. Yep, love it. Off you go. How much money do you want?
I think it's because they were able to sort of just say it's Will Ferrell and NASCAR thing.
Yeah.
And that's the only pitch.
That sells it.
And that sold it because they'd done Anchorman.
Yeah.
That had been so good. Have you seen Anchorman, Coles?
Yes.
And they've obviously made a film that's very successful based on something that might not really be an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Or a random topic, such as like NASCAR or whatever. So they've said, right, anything with Will Ferrell and Adam McKay is funny and it's gold, so you can have as much money as possible.
Yeah. Until?
Until.
Talladega Nights.
I'm assuming you two straight off didn't like this film.
I just didn't think it's very funny. Whereas Anchorman, I do think is funny.
Comedy doesn't do well on this podcast.
No, your comedy doesn't do
No, but if you look at it on a bigger scale, comedy is obviously very, very subjective, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because when you think about what... If we were to ask, like, the audience what their favourite comedy films were, I think that people would be like, shit, all right, good. Like, I think it's so subjective.
Yeah.
it's a hard one to kind of find middle ground on, isn't it?
Tell us what you get from it, Coles. Talladega Nights. Is it funny for you?
Watching it this time round, I can tell you now, my taste in film has changed. Because obviously the memory of that film versus the films that I watch now are two very different things. But there were still aspects in this film that I did like, and I couldn't. It kind of did what I think I wanted it to do. Like, it's just two very silly hours with a story that chugs along quite happily, doesn't it?
Chugs away.
Chugs away. I've never heard it. You put that on the poster. It chugs away, Coulson.
Absolutely.
So for Cinema Club, it chugs away.
Chugs away for 2 hours.
However, let me just say this. I knew picking this film that it wasn't going to bring the house down. Like, I knew that you weren't going to like it, but then I would think that you would like this more than you liked something like Happy Gilmore.
It's better than Happy Gilmore.
It's better than Happy Gilmore. I thought the outtakes were funny.
What, them fucking up?
Them yeah. being them.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say this, but the other... So I had two films that I was going to pick because I wanted to do this comedy film, this series. And as I was watching it, I went, I should have picked the other film. And the other film was Dodgeball.
You've been going on about that before, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't know if that would have gone down better with you or worse with you.
I think Dodgeball's slightly better. I think, actually, Anchorman is, pardon the pun, is rooted in a bit more truth. The NASCAR stuff just doesn't seem...
Yeah, but you can't relate to that, can you?
No. Whereas local news, you can. Like,
the guy walks out and he says, I'm that many laps behind, I'm going to go and have a cheeseburger. And they go, is there anyone that can drive? And he goes, yeah, I'll drive because my dad said I was born to go fast. And then 5 minutes later, he's the world champion.
Yes. Mm. I don't know. Just
his kids were annoying.
Do you not think they were funny?
No, not at all.
What? I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew.
It wasn't like... It's funny, isn't it? Isn't it hard? It must be really hard to make a comedy. It must be really hard. It's not enough just to go, I'm funny, and here's some money.
Yeah.
You've got to really come up with, like, a proper premise that you go, actually, I've seen that before, and that is quite funny.
One thing that's interesting is Will Ferrell, John C...
Riley
and Sacha Baron Cohen.
I didn't mind Sacha Baron Cohen. I thought he was good.
They were very, very happy with this film. As in, they thought that they got everything that they wanted. The only questions they asked is it silly enough for what we want? And they were like, yes, it is. But, what they wanted is they took from a lot of films. But, like, Sacha Baron Cohen's opening scene where he breaks Will Ferrell's arm because he won't say, I love crepes, that kind of sums up the tone of the film and what it was going for. But people love that shit.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough if you like it. Just not for me. Breaking his arm over, I love crepes. It wasn't a belly laugh. The dog walked off.
Yeah, my mum went to bed. It was the weekend when I had the kids. And they were saying, what were we watching? I went, well, it's Coulson's pick. So there was groans from the room.
It's funny. It's funny because my son asks me that.
Does
Whose it? Pick is it? And I go, it's Coulson's. He goes...
We watched it. My mum went to bed halfway through. Nyla fell asleep.
At what point did your mum go to bed?
I think I paused it at one point to make a cup of tea. And she went... There's an hour left. Balls to that. I'm off to bed.
Balls to that.
She's balls to that.
So when, how old were you when you first watched this, Coles?
What is it? It's 2007.
Six, I think.
I think I'd have probably been nine.
Is it a nine-year-old's film? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Well, you can see where the memory and the humour's come from, can't you?
There's a couple of titters. That's it, isn't it?
There's a couple of titters.
There is,
There's a
isn't
couple
there?
Of titters.
Isn't there?
When you're watching the film, you literally just go...
You literally do?
Yeah.
There's nothing where you're wetting
yourself. There's nothing.
When you're like, oh, that's mad, that's fun, yeah.
I tell you what I did like. Obviously, watching this time back, so just to talk about the story a little bit, obviously, Sacha Baron Cohen's character comes in and he is this French F1 driver who can't be beaten, and he decides that he's going to go to NASCAR because he thinks if there's anyone that can beat him, it's Ricky Bobby. So he comes in with the attitude that he's going to beat Ricky Bobby.
That I did laugh at. He's got two first names.
Ricky Bobby.
What kind of name is that? He's got two first names. That did make me...
So Ricky Bobby gets in an accident and it stops him from racing. And when it stops him from racing, his team kind of drop him, don't they?
Mm.
And in his team dropping him, it means that his life changes and his partner, who is played by John C. Reilly,
yeah, ends up
moving in with his wife, basically adopting his kids, blah, 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 living in his house. But there's bits where, obviously, them two have gone from being best friends to, like, almost enemies because John C. Reilly's literally screwed him over and is now screwing his wife, pardon the pun. Yeah. But it's the scenes when them two are on the phone and they're not liking each other because they're not mates because of what he's done. And then they'll talk about something like mates do for 20 seconds and then they just clip out of it. And I was like, it's actually quite clever acting and dialogue, the way that Ferrell plays that, isn't it?
I don't know what you mean.
He's meaning you joke they're mates and then suddenly they remember they don't get on.
Ah, oh, right, okay.
They do that bit, don't they? And they go, I love you, I'll shake and bake.
I didn't get that. Yeah, I didn't get that.
But then, and when he's like, what are you doing? Do you want to come round and chill? And Ferrell's like, yeah, I'll come round and chill. And he's like, no, I won't. Yeah. I just thought that was quite clever. And I think when I watched it as a 9-year-old, obviously I didn't get that from it. But, you know, there is bits of the film...
The titties.
Yeah, that I like. And it does chug along. It does chug along. Through.
Let's get it on a poster right now. It chugs along. Jack, there's titties.
There's titties.
You put that on a poster. Yeah. Jack P. Shepherd, Sofa Cinema Club. There's titties.
What did we think of Reese Bobby, his dad?
Do you know what I did like? I did like that one bit. When he leaves those tickets for him at every single thing, and then he turns up to get them, and then he goes, yeah. I got two tickets.
Yeah, that was a laugh like out that. Loud.
I liked that.
I agree.
Yeah, it was just a bit, I don't know. It's like what you said, there was no moments where I'm going, even cringing. There weren't even any cringy moments where I'm going, oh, that's really cringe. It's making me embarrassed laughing.
Mm.
It just, the other thing as well is NASCAR's not massively interesting to watch. You're just going round a track.
Yeah, it's a bigger thing in America than it is here. One thing that they do is they do poke quite a lot of fun at NASCAR. And the writers, when they went to NASCAR and basically said, we want to make a film about NASCAR, in the initial conversation, they took so many jokes that NASCAR were making about themselves. And like how boring the sport is and the ins and outs of it, that was obviously quite, you know, basically wrote it for him.
Yeah, because I didn't realise, they asked a NASCAR driver if he'd go to Formula One, like the big, I don't know who the world champion is.
The biggest one was, Ricky Bobby,
would you go to Formula One? He said, no, I wouldn't take a pay cut.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
They get paid an absolute fortune. Whoa. I think because... those cars are so massive. They've got such big advertising on them. So I think the advertising really is. You know, he lost all his advertising and suddenly he got loads. I think that's what happens. They just end up doing loads of adverts and their cars just laced in adverts.
And NASCAR obviously is massive in America because, you know, we don't have it over here, but... it clearly is, because there's quite a lot of films on it, and obviously this film probably was deemed a success.
What did it make, do you think?
I'm sure it will have been a success, because I'm sure everybody who liked Anchorman will have gone to see it.
Yeah, it made $163 million.
Delagina Nights, big money.
Yeah, and it cost $72 million, so it was a big budget film.
Oh, God, it's a big budget. I suppose cars are.
But 2007, how much of that's Ferrell?
Yeah.
It's probably $20 million, isn't it?
But cars aren't they? I suppose you do anything with a car and it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they wanted to shoot it very much like they were shooting NASCAR. So, you know, how they shoot live sport, which live sport replicated in film is always very difficult.
Yeah.
But one thing that they did was they made them drive and they made them try and drive like proper driving.
Mm.
And Sacha Baron Cohen says when he got taken out by the professional NASCAR driver to feel what it was like driving at 150 mile an hour round a circular track, Sacha Baron Cohen says it's the most scary experience he's ever had, not just in work, but in life. He was saying being sat in a NASCAR in the passenger seat, because he was like, they don't feel safe. You're 150 mile an hour in a metal box that rattles.
Yeah.
So you said you liked Sacha Baron Cohen. Just elaborate on that for me a little bit, Jack.
I did. I liked his randomness and his little French accent. I thought he was great. I thought it was a great villain. I didn't mind him, actually. The bromance with John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell, that was okay, but again, not belly laughs, as we said. It wasn't. It's not very funny.
It's a strong ep. This is a strong ep. Telegator Nights.
I'm glad we had a week off before we came to
Jack
it.
Jack has basically done a little turd onto the rugby ball there.
The worst thing is, as well, we're recording this literally at 10 o'clock at night. So, like, all of us are knackered as well. We've watched a film that none of us particularly liked. We've not had a podcast for 10 days. We're hoping that you all still like us and want to listen to us. And it's like,
We've chased those ratings. Yeah. Telegator
What
nights.
More can we possibly do to justify Sofa Cinema Club being a success?
Please listen to all the past episodes.
We're really sorry that this has been a failure.
I could see as a 9-year-old it would have something in it. I just think now it doesn't. It's not enough. You need something. You need to be proper. It didn't stand up, did it? At 9, I think it probably would.
Not that it didn't stand up. I've watched it. And like I say, I'll say it again for the fourth time. It's chugged along. And it's finished. And I've gone, yeah, all right, fair play. Am I ever going to watch that film again?
No. Until you pick it for the greatest hits of Sofa Cinema Club.
Would I probably have watched that film instantly after watching it at the cinema as a 9-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we're slowly pulling you away from 9-year-old Coulson?
Well, clearly, yeah. But then would that have happened anyway? Like, we don't quite know because, you know, when was the last time you went to the cinema and saw a really good comedy?
I don't really go to the cinemas to watch comedies. I don't know if I ever have. Well, I'm sure I must have done. I'm sure I must have done when I was a kid.
New releases of comedies that are good. They're few and far between.
Yeah, they are.
Funny is hard.
But they'll all have, like, Dwayne Johnson in them, or who's the comedian that's in them all?
Kevin Hart. I don't find Kevin Hart
funny. No, but he's in all the comedies, isn't he, from now?
Yeah. But obviously, so that's the now. That's the 2020s. You know, the 2010s was probably Dwayne Johnson, you know. And the O's was Will Ferrell.
90s Jim Carrey.
Adam Sandler. 90s, yeah. But then would those films start, like, what if we watch Coming to America, what's that like now, do you think? It's really hard, isn't it? Is comedy one of those things that just is so limited to the period of time when it's released? Because, you know, the world changes, and I think comedy is one of those things that massively changes.
Caddyshack? Very funny.
You see, I still laugh at Ace Ventura.
Do you?
Still laugh at
But
that.
You love Jim Carrey.
I do, yeah. And there's some people who can't stand him.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Tough. That's tough.
I quite like, I don't know, like, comedy actors that you like. Like, I like Ben Stiller. You know? But then I don't like Step Brothers.
Right.
And people really like Step Brothers.
My daughter was talking about that, going, she loved that.
I don't. And that's probably Will Ferrell's best, most successful film, isn't it?
I do like Anchorman. Makes me laugh.
But then Anchorman's probably got what? Anchorman might be what, 2012, 2014?
No, it's earlier than 2006. It's like 2004, 3, something like 5, something like that.
Anchorman?
Let me look it up. Yeah, it's quite...
Yeah, it is. It's quite old.
2004. Yeah, 2004. Yeah. Took $264 million.
Jesus.
Big money. Cost 76 to make.
It is really interesting because, you know, as soon as I picked this film, like, one of my mates texted me and was like, they, you know, it's not going to go down well with Jack and Ben. And then I put, yeah, I don't think it will, and I don't think it particularly deserves to. And he was like, well, comedy never goes down well on the podcast. And then when you think about it, it doesn't sort of thing. I'm just wondering if there is a particular reason for that.
Planes, Trains did, though, and when but Harry then Met Sally.
And I fucking love Hunt for the Wilder People, and so yeah. does Ben, and you
yeah,
didn't
I
like
loved
it.
Yeah, I loved that. I loved that.
And Jack didn't like it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You built it up, though, as though the six-time Oscar-winning film.
That's a funny film.
But Jack, in a sense of comedy,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, look, I think it wraps it up. She would go to Rain.
I think Jack and Ben have decided that there is no more to talk about in Talagada, Talagada Nights, whatever we want to call
Even
it.
Even the title's a bit of a like... Mm. It must be a famous thing, mustn't it?
It's got to be like... It's got to be like Silverstone or Le Mans or something like that.
It's something to do with NASCAR racing.
Got you. Like the Indy 500.
Yeah, they were almost not allowed to use that name.
Right. You know the film Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably better and funnier.
Rush?
Funny? Yeah.
Rush isn't funny, though.
No.
Do you not think it's got funny bits in it?
It might have funny bits in it.
Isn't Rush about... Have I got the wrong film? Isn't it the F1 film?
You're thinking of Senna.
Yeah, yeah.
Rush is the F1 film.
Yeah. Nicky Lauda.
Yeah, it's almost like a documentary, though. It's not a comedy film.
Yeah, it's good. But it's good. It has funny aspects.
Does it?
Yeah, but it's not like Talladega Nights.
James Hunt's an idiot.
Yeah, but it's not like Talladega Nights, is it? That's gone out
and
out.
It's funny when he crashes and his face sets on fire.
Let's take a quick break. Come back. Raise the bill.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Right, we're back from the break. Ratings. It's my film, innit, so I start us off. Sloppy six, innit? Sloppy six. Can only be a sloppy six.
I don't even think it can get that far from me. I don't think it can get that far. I think I'm going to have to go like a 4.5.
What are you saying? It's the shortest ratings ever as well, this.
Oh, it's cacking it. What have you gone, Jack?
4.5.
What did you go, Coles?
Sloppy six.
Sloppy six. It's 3.
30.5.
I couldn't think of anything else, so I went 3. I went 3.
It ain't great. It really ain't great.
Do you know what? Do you know what, though? Let's pull it back. Let's get from the brink here and go. Interesting points. Comedy is hard. What you've seen when you were younger ain't funny when you're older. You can shove as much money behind someone, and sometimes I think the more money you put into it, the more pressure. I can imagine Ron Burgundy was one of those things that hit, and then you're like, oh, wow, that just had a hit and no one really saw it. They gave him a few million quid and tried it. But, yeah, I mean, it's not funny. Not funny enough, is it?
No.
So what was that, 13.5?
13.5, yeah.
That's not funny, is it?
Yeah, but it won't be the lowest comedy. It won't be the lowest comedy, will it?
No. I'm sure Gilmore got worse than that. Must have done.
And you both think it was a better film than Happy Gilmore?
It's better film than Gilmore.
Yeah, better film than Gilmore. Gilmore's poor.
Croc Dundee, better than Croc Dundee?
Did I tell you some guy said, I remind him of Croc Dundee?
That you do?
Yeah. I'm in this cafe in Manchester, and the owner said, well, not the owner, one of the waiters came over, and he said, do you know who you remind me of? I said, what? And he went, the guy from that film. I said, what film? And he said, the Australian film. And I'm thinking, what? I'm racking my brains. First, I'm saying Australia, you know, the film with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. And he went, no. And he went, Mick Dundee. And I've said, what? And my mate has lost his head. He's started pissing himself. And he said, Crocodile Dundee. And he went, that's the one. He said, I remind him of Mick Dundee.
That's not nice.
Mick Dundee.
Yeah.
I remind him of Mick Dundee.
Yeah.
Mick Dundee.
Yeah.
Can you imagine doing Mick Dundee in your accent?
Yeah.
And here he is. a kid's party. Mick Dundee. All right. I'm Mick Dundee. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Before we find out what film Ben has picked for us next week, Jack, people probably will have started listening to Talladega Nights and fast-forwarded right to this moment.
Gems, I think Gems have been strong.
Since we've taken Hidden out of the title, he's doing well, Ben. Yeah.
Since we've just gone Gem, people are rolling on this.
This is a big one, actually. This is really good. I put you onto this, too, in the break, actually. That we had, and I said, this is a really good film. Have either of you watched it? That Deep Water.
Oh, no.
No. Is that the one on Amazon?
Yeah.
So Amazon's own.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's free if you've got Amazon. It's a Ben Affleck film and Ana de Armas, husband and wife. If you like Gone Girl, if you like Basic Instinct, Fatal Attraction, it's that type of film. Right, husband and wife, she's mental, he's mental, people die.
Who cracks first?
It's mental. Watch it. It's very good. It's a book, apparently. It's called Deep Water, and it's a book originally, and I think the book's like a massive bestseller. They've made it into a film, and it's very, very good. The performances are very good, and it's very, very much like got that Gone Girl aspect. Which is why I think Ben Affleck's in it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really good. That's the gem. It's free on Amazon Prime.
Deep Water. Ben, there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders here, isn't there? Let's face it.
Talladega Nights 2.
I've had a shocker.
You've had a shocker.
So, pick us up. Get us back on track. Get Sofa Cinema Club back where it belongs, which is 7th in the charts in Chad.
It's Chad. I'm going, do you know what? I thought I could go... I can see where people think I might go or where Jack might go. And I'm gone, do you know what? No, I'm having it. Let's go. Let's give Coulson. I was thinking about, it's no use always me picking my films or Jack's films. I'm trying to now think, what's a film that I think Coulson will think is banging for him? So you might have seen this already, so it might be a bit of a duff note, but I'm going to go Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You know I like the musical, don't you?
But I know yet, I don't think you've seen the film.
I've not seen the film, no.
And it's quite groundbreaking.
So the film's Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim Curry and Richard O'Brien from The Crystal Maze. So there we go. I've gone different. Hey, come on, let's
out
have
there.
It. Out there, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I think, well, like I say, when I watched the show, I wasn't expecting to like the show.
Yeah. If nothing else, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So next week, we're watching Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you want more Sof Cinema Club, loads of bonus content, including last Monday's episode that never got released.
Do-do-do-do on the Patreon.
All you've got to do is go and join us on our Patreon, which is our exclusive page where you can get extra Sofa Cinema Club. It's basically the OnlyFans for podcasts, isn't it, lads?
It is.
There's loads on there. You get extra content. You get access to our Instagram close friends. And it is the hub of all things Sofa Cinema Club. And we have got 4 new people who have joined us on... I was about to say on the OnlyFans then. We've got 4 new people who've joined us on the Patreon who have joined us. And these 4 people all get a job in our film studio / cinema. And I am going to start us off with a big job, lads. Oh. A very, 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 very big job, okay? So, outside the film studio... outside the film studio... We have a walkway, yeah? And this walkway, some people say we've stolen this from a different place, but it has stars with people's names on who we've worked with, and the person who is in charge of the walkway outside the studio is Leanne Starr.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Leanne Starr is in charge of stars.
No, she's in charge of the walkway.
She's in charge of the walkway.
Drawing the stars.
Or should she be... Should her title be Head of Walk of Fame?
Head of Actors?
Know. Nah, she's Leanne doing Starr. The stars. She's doing the stars.
She's doing the stars.
Do you know what? It's actually, once you take a week out, it's hard to get back into the jobs, isn't it? It's a hard one to think about.
I mean, I've found jobs for all four of these people. But
have
I'm
you?
Hoping that you, you two can. No.
Okay, fine. Second AD, Jade Steadman. Boom, have it. That's a, hello, Jade Steadman. Your call time is.
That's what a second AD does, doesn't it? So a second AD will ring the actors and actresses and make sure that they know their call times.
Yep.
And they'll print off their sides, which are scripts out for the day, and then hand them to them.
And they just keep the schedule to time.
Yeah.
They run the show, but not from the studio floor, don't they?
Exactly. Thank you. And that's Jade. Thank you, Jade.
Head of singing, Nadia Singh.
Head of singing. But it's where you can't see, like, head of voice or head of music.
Head of singing.
Head of singing.
Always singing.
Do you think it should have been head of vocals?
Head of vocals.
Vocal coach.
Vocal coach. Nadia Singh.
Nadia Singh.
Perfect. That's good.
Right, hold on. Let's think of a job. Lisa Starkey, head storyliner.
Ooh.
We all need those. We all need those. Because as we saw with Talladega Nights, if you don't have one of those, it goes to shit.
Yeah. They link everything. They connect the dots, don't they, to the plot. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you want to support us, or if you just want a job and a shout out on the podcast next week, it's really easy to do so. All you have to do is go on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. On there, you will find two tiers and two packages where you can support our podcast to get that bonus Sofa Cinema Club content. Until then, we're back on Monday for our episode of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, where we tell you guys what's available to watch on TV and we do a top five. We're back next week, hopefully, if we get commissioned for another episode after this shower of shite.
You can't say that.
Oh, that's still funny. Then. I think that's funny. That's
good night.
Funny.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.